It is the radio segment that taught Justin Bieber everything he knows. Ooh. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Alabama. A 57-year-old woman named Norma Patterson was coming home from work late at night when she heard a strange noise.
Ooh, freaky.
Norma lived alone, and it sounded to her like somebody was in her apartment.
Run, Norma.
So she walked into the kitchen and was surprised to see a strange man making himself breakfast.
What?
That would be shocking. Yep. You'd expect, I mean, even someone robbing you.
When she asked him what he was doing, the man said, quote, making breakfast.
Duh. Yeah, what a dumb question, lady.
Even though the dude was nonviolent and very calm, she called the police and authorities showed up, and they found the man sitting down at the dining room table enjoying a 3-egg omelet.
Aww. Well, I just think it's rude he didn't make her any.
So they asked him what he was doing, and he told police that he broke in to take a bath, shower, and shave. Also, he would have left a long time ago, except for the fact that Norma's laundry machine was taking too long to clean his clothes.
Mm-hmm. God, he's complaining?
Yeah. Police took him to jail on a charge of burglary, and it turns out that he was just released from a different jail for another burglary a few days prior. As for Norma, she says the scariest part about the whole thing is she thinks he used her toothbrush.
Ew.
Yeah, what kind of sicko is that?
No. Yeah, don't chance it, Norma.
Don't
get a new toothbrush.
Yeah, lock that guy up for life. This next laser story is out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania. There's a 24-year-old guy named Jesse Von Lawson, and he was a fugitive with an outstanding warrant for burglary and receiving stolen property.
Yeah.
Well, earlier this month, the cops went to his girlfriend's apartment to try to find him, and her response was, quote, I haven't seen him in over a month. But her 4-year-old had a different story. According to the police report, when the kid found out why the cops were there, he told them, quote, shh, he's hiding from you in the electrical room. I'll show you.
Well, yep. You know what?
Little rat.
God, I told you to be honest. We're not all the time.
He then led the cops to Jesse's hiding place. Jesse was arrested, and he was hit with additional charges for flight to avoid apprehension and endangering the welfare of a child. Afterwards, a police spokesperson commented saying, never mess with a 4-year-old when it comes to hide and seek. They'll win every time.
It's true.
They will tell you everything that everyone says.
This next laser story is out of Roanoke, Virginia. There's a local shoe store called Clean Soles, and the store itself has been on a bad run lately. In the last 4 months, somebody has broken in 3 times.
Whoa.
But here's the thing. Whoever did it only stole right shoes every single time.
That's even more messed up.
It's more of a troll.
And, like, why?
Well, the store only puts out the right shoes on their displays and leaves the left ones in the back. But wouldn't a burglar want to search for the other pair? I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway. Clean Soles was hit again over the weekend, but this time the cops got there fast and caught 21-year-old Manuel Ramirez Godoy driving away from the scene. And when they searched his house, they found his entire stash of right shoes.
Maybe
authorities say it was close to 50 of them.
Whoa! What are you going to do with them?
He's hoping that eventually they'll put out the left shoes on display if he steals all the right.
Anyway, Manuel was expecting to be caught because he was wearing a sweatshirt that had the phrase, quote, call my lawyer printed on it, so that worked.
God. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, this guy.
He's been hit with several charges, including grand larceny and breaking and entering. And one more strange thing, it's possible he wasn't responsible for all of the right shoe burglaries. What? Police even charged somebody else with one of them. I would think they'd have to be connected, but maybe not.
I think it's the one-legged man is obviously who it is.
This next laser story is out of Halloween headquarters. Google knows pretty much everything about you, so it makes a lot of sense that what you're wearing for Halloween is part of that, too. So they analyzed searches for Halloween costumes and found the top things people are planning to dress up as this year. Here's the top 7. Number 7, a pirate. Number 6, Harley Quinn, character from Suicide Squad and
All
Batman.
Right, you guys, we've been doing that for like 5 years
at
this point.
Number 5, a witch. Number 4, a dinosaur. Number 3, a unicorn. Number 2, Spider-Man. And the number 1 costume this year, according to Google searches, Fortnite.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
You know that there's so many people listening going, what? I was being so original.
Right.
I was gonna be a witch.
Well, I know.
Dang it.
This next laser story is out of Invention Central. How dumb are you willing to look to stay warm this winter? I'll look as stupid as possible to stay warm. I hate being cold. Anyway, I asked the question because there's a new product going viral right now. It's called the Nose Warmer.
Double rainbow. Oh my God.
I have some pictures of it to show you guys here.
Nose warmer.
grab these things. Basically, it's like small winter hat for your nose. You put it on your nose, and it looks kind of like a beak. And then it ties and straps around the back of your head.
Then the people in the pictures with the nose warmers on look so happy.
They do. Well, their nose is nice and toasty.
Nice, toasty nose.
Yep, it'll keep your nose warm, but you will look ridiculous in the process. The nose warmers were invented by a woman named Sally Steele Jones in England, and she sells them on her website in a bunch of different styles, including fleece, faux fur, wool, leopard print, and more. And if you want one, you can get it at nosewarmer.com. And it looks like it'll be about $13 to get one, including shipping.
I can't believe that website wasn't already taken. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
We're all making fun of this product, but she has become a millionaire over it.
I've always thought, you know what my nose needs? More faux fur. Mm-hmm. That's what I need.
This next stage of story is out of Survey World. Researchers polled 2,000 couples to find out how much more life costs when you have kids. And the answer they came up with is an average of about $525 more a month. And that's not including health insurance.
The survey that seems really low to me.
Also found the average couple without kids can get away with spending as little as $1,300 a month on basic bills and other necessities, including rent, food, and even things like gym memberships. But for couples with at least one kid, that jumps up to around $1,844 a month.
Dang. Oh my God!
Per kid?
I feel like we spend $500 a month in milk.
The
kids, seriously. We need to buy a cow.
The single biggest cost that goes up is the price of housing, including your rent or mortgage plus utilities. It jumps about 44% because people end up needing a bigger space. Cost of clothes and shoes jump about 53%, and food jumps to about 25%. But spending on things does plummet after you have kids. You spend a lot less on booze and partying.
Yeah.
So don't really go out and spend money doing that anymore.
I haven't bought myself a new outfit in 2 years, it feels like.
Wow.
With that said, having more disposable income was not the thing that parents said they miss most about life before kids. Getting enough sleep and having more spare time were the most popular answers. And also the money. This guy hopefully won't have kids, but probably a good chance he will, because this is all he does. Just humps that shoe. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again. Same time on Friday.